This is our first of all the go-rounds we do during the legislative session. It's a short one, 60 days this year for the Washington State Legislature in Olympia, but we were joined every week. We're going to be doing this right about this time, about 7:55, with 12th District State Senator Brad Hawkins. And Brad, good morning to you. How are you doing, sir?
Good morning, Jason. Doing really pretty well. It's going to be a fast-paced session. You mentioned it, 60 days. Our state alternates between longer sessions when we first developed the state's two-year budgets and shorter sessions in the in-between years, and we're in one of those, and It's going to be fast, but we're just a few days in, and I'm feeling pretty good.
Okay, let's do this really, really fast because it's kind of a lightning round here. We've got to be up for the ABC News at the top of the hour, but one of your bills was already heard, I hear.
Yeah, I had a bill that I'm partnering with Mayor Leavenworth and some folks from the Chelan Valley Housing Trust related to providing some more flexibility for lodging tax revenues for local communities to invest in workforce housing. That had a hearing just yesterday before the Senate Housing Committee, so that was good. I also have a voluntary school district consolidation bill coming up for a hearing tomorrow in the Senate Education Committee. And then next week in the Senate Transportation Committee, a bill I'm proposing related to Highway 2 safety and traffic flow improvements. That's being heard before my colleagues on the Senate Transportation Committee. And that's a committee I serve on. So, a lot's happening already to start the session.
Okay, now let's talk about just briefly one of them that you'd like to showcase, and then I'm going to ask you also about how you're getting lots of play here. I guess maybe as one of the more moderate Republicans, your bills are getting traction in a democratically controlled legislature. Talk about one of your major bills, though, that you want to showcase right now for about two minutes.
I think the lodging tax flexibility bill is important because, you know, we have a housing crisis, basically, especially in tourism-related communities like Lake Chelan and Leavenworth. You know, people basically just can't afford to live in the communities where they work, and those communities are losing their sense of communities over time, and that's difficult. I have this voluntary school district consolidation bill, and basically what I try to do, Jason, is just propose some reasonable ideas. I try to reach out to my colleagues on both sides of the aisle and gain support. And all of my bills since the beginning of my time in the legislature have been bipartisan. And that's really the space that I like to operate in anyway, and just compete in the arena of ideas. And I'm taking those ideas to Olympia again this year. And so far, you know, things are going pretty well.
Well, that's interesting because there are a lot of they're not good feelings between the east side and the west side of being the conservative base over here on the west side. It kind of controls everything, but that's where the money and the power and, you know, the major population is. But you seem to be bridging that gap. And we've got about a minute right now. If you just kind of go into that, because that's a space that you occupy that's fairly unusual coming from this side.
Yeah, and I've always been someone who puts public service before politics. I mean, that's sort of how I like to operate. I'm actually not really that political. You know, I have a background in school boards, a background in clean energy, working for Douglas PD for many years in my earlier career. And now I've worked, you know, in a bipartisan way. And my district, because redistricting is one of those things the state will be finalizing this year, it spans over the Cascade Mountains for the next 10 years, too. So maybe that suits me well. But we have big things this year. You know, we're developing adjustments to all three budgets. We have new revenues in our state. And so we're going to need to make sure we take care of those state budgets, too, in addition to some of these other policy bills. Police reform, the long-term care tax, some of these things need to be fixed, too, and we're going to try to do that this year.
Okay, that's great. I really appreciate you joining me. We're going to be doing this on a weekly basis during this short 60-day session. Brad Hawkins, the 12th District State Senator, for about 5 minutes, right before 8 o'clock every Thursday. Thank you, sir, for joining me, and we'll talk to you again next week. Thank you.
Sounds great, Jason. Thanks.